Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
On the roads, lots of people making a long weekend of this. School holidays have also just started, so you can expect busy conditions at most of the toll plazas, including at Hammanskraal on the N1 North at the Carousel Toll Plaza, and then on the N1 North at the Pumulani Toll Plaza as well.
We stick to traffic. The Department of Transport and Community Safety in Limpopo has warned motorists of increased traffic over the long weekend, and motorists are also urged to stick to the rules. Here's spokesperson Tidimalo Chwene.
Officers will take a zero-tolerance stance against reckless behaviours such as speeding, drunk driving and overloading.
And the online process for students hoping to apply for the National Student Financial Aid Scheme for next year opened today. Students have until the 15th of December to apply. Moving abroad, the UN's Children Agency says that one in every three cases of mpox in Burundi are found in children under the age of five. After the Democratic Republic of Congo, Burundi has so far recorded the most cases of mpox on the African continent. Vaccination drives against the virus has begun in Rwanda near the border with the DRC earlier this week. More information on this available on jackrandfm.com. Click on news. I'm Marlene Fischer, back with you at 5.
We start off with some rugby news. The Springboks are on the verge of creating some history as they take on Argentina in the rugby championship in the northern city of Santiago tomorrow, though it won't be the first time that the Springboks have won the rugby championship, but it's going to be the first time since 2019. And of course, that was a shortened competition, and winning the full schedule rugby championship is undisputedly a greater challenge, and it would come as another incredible achievement for the Springbok team led by Siya Kolisi and coached by Rassie Erasmus. Now, if the two-time Rugby World Cup winner Frans Steyn has his way, the Cheetahs will be back in Super Rugby by 2026. Steyn is the director of rugby at the Bloemfontein-based Cheetahs, and he revealed that he's been involved in some talks in getting the team to play franchise rugby once again. And Formula One world champion Max Verstappen was punished for swearing in a Singapore Grand Prix press conference by the governing body, the FIA. The Red Bull driver is now obliged to accomplish some work of public interest, whatever that means, said a panel of FIA stewards. The Dutch driver used an F-bomb yesterday in the driver's press conference, which was being broadcast live. There's some live cricket on the go at the moment, with Afghanistan taking on South Africa. The Afghans deciding to bat first after winning the toss, 187 for 1 after 33 overs, so still going well there in terms of the score and the run rate. And the other matches that are happening, Sri Lanka against New Zealand, that's a test match where the Sri Lankans made 305 and then bowled out New Zealand for 340 in the first innings. In the second innings, they made 237 for 4 in goal, and Sri Lanka lead that one by 202 runs. Early on, the South African women won by 8 wickets when they played against Pakistan women in Sharjah, making 154 with 9 balls to spare. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jacaranda FM Sport.
Thank you, Joe. New music time on The Drive with Rob and Roz. Not often we get to debut someone exciting. Mustian Reinierse has been around the music industry for a long time. He's just done a brand new album. It's got incredible people on it. Theo Kras is producing. Albert Frost is helping out on the guitar sounds. This is brand spanking new. No one has heard this yet. Have a listen.
Wie is die mooiste ding wat sonde al gemaak het? Dit weet ek voor my heilige siel. Maar is alles gebaseer op persepsie? Dis die wonderwerke wat ons verniel. Maar ek los vir jou my bloed in jou aard.